Blog Talk Radio.
Come home. Well, you know what? That's what's wrong with our love.
with a little meat on her bones. A pretty sexy woman who knows how to make a house a home. Mama raised a country boy to never leave the food on the plate. She said when you pick a woman, you pick the one the wind won't blow away. Skin so soft when you hold her. Oh, just like a fairy tale, what they told us. Ooh, she gives me something I can hold on to. Oh, and I don't know what I would do without you. She's a keeper, that woman is all I need. And though she brings out the best in me, and I
like a woman.
With a little meat on her bone.
With a little meat on her bone.
A pretty sexy woman.
Pretty sexy woman.
Who knows how to make a house a home.
Yeah, yeah.
Late at night, she keeps me warm lying next to me. Fingertips rubbing up and down my spine. I'm so glad she's mine. Stylish clothes, everything that she wears. Looking every curve for the world to see, yeah. See, I can't ever let her be, cause I need that lady, and I hope she needs me. And baby, you know what you do, and you drive me crazy. I
love a woman,
with a little meat on the bone.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is La Homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio.
Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, Truest Radio, it's your man DJ here, Reverend. We in the building tonight. I have the one and only special guest of the year. My man King Fred is in the building. What's going on, brother, brother?
Man, I can't call it DJ here, love, man. I'm just chilling, man. Holding it in a row.
Already. You know how it go, man, you know. We're glad to have you on. We've been trying to get this going for a minute, man. And why am I getting this? Okay. Distractions, they always happen. But anyway, you know, we're going to get into you. You know what I'm saying? What was the first, what first got you into music, man?
What first got me into it? Well, I played saxophone in a band at school, but then it was this older guy down the street. He had some young kids down there, and they were playing that down south, like that real down south Mississippi blues type stuff. So I got in through it like that. And then one day we was out, man, I bumped into OB. OB was out doing his thing and stuff. And so that's how I pretty much started.
That's what's up. So you can say OB inspired you?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. I liked that style of music they was doing. They was kind of rhythm and blues then, but, you know, it was same as Southern Soul then. But I still like the music is still the same to me, so I liked it. And I ended up finding out that I could write it. That's how I pretty much started by writing music.
Right on. What is your creative process? What does King do to get in the mold to do his thing?
I don't know, man. It's just I just hear stuff like when I'm just sometimes I can be at work sometimes and a little melody comes to my head and I just get it down right quick or put it in a voice recorder or something like that right quick and get to the house and start drafting the song off of it. And then I find that I start enjoying it, you know what I'm saying? Gotta enjoy it to do
right.
it.
Right on. If you could collaborate with anyone in the business, man, who would you like to collaborate with?
I like King George, Tucker, and another. There are quite a few, and probably Wes Love.
I heard a lot about her doing her thing. You know, a lot of those cats, we've heard and had them on the show here as well. And to see you following a great process that the Southern Soul Circuit has created over the years is a beautiful thing, you know. So I'm going to ask you, let's see where we're going to see what the people want to ask, you know what I'm saying? First off, I want to give a shout out to Lady Shay tuning in for King Fred as well tonight. We got the phone lines are lighting up as we speak. People are coming in. They want to get their King Fred, man. So I got to give it to them the best way I can do it tonight. You say is the most useless talent to have?
The most useless talent to have is a talent that you ain't use, period.
And
if you ain't using it, period, it's useless.
Now, let me ask you this. This isn't going to be a crazy question. Do you ever find yourself singing other artists' songs?
Only if they not here anymore. Only if they gone but not forgotten, like Tyrone Davis, Marvin Sheese, like that. They use them for cover tunes, like a kickoff before they kick off their set. Because a lot of times when you go places, people don't really know you. You know what I'm saying? So you try to hit them with a song they may know. And so I don't do it much, but I'll probably do one at the top.
Okay.
Of a deceased artist, though.
So you know, the C-Fillers are something else, man. You know, they actually make the show go so well, you know, and things we have that a lot of people don't understand and go through is what's really going on right now. We got a question from Lady Shay coming up. We're going to open up her line. She want to holler at you. King George is on with Lady Shay.
King George, King Fred.
King Fred. That's right.
King Fred. King Fred.
Yeah, King Fred. Y'all know I got 7 things going on. My phone jumping and I'm losing my mind. I'm
yeah,
so happy
yeah,
to have my boy.
Correct you. Yeah, we just want to correct you a little bit when you said King George. But
I'm so sorry.
But my question for King Fred is, what inspires you in regards to your writing? Is it life experiences that help you to create the songs that you write about?
Yeah, daily life experience on Lifetime. A lot of times I write about what I be going through and what I see other people go through. And so you just take it like that. I don't like to write about nothing that's fake. We like to get real nifty with and real crafty with stuff that's really going on instead of just music that are just, you know, some music come off hot, it seems, but it'll be very catchy. But a lot of times those catchy songs just don't last long if they ain't got no substance in them. So we like to write about the substance of what's really going on out here.
Okay.
And that is a beautiful thing. I remember meeting you a few years back, and you put on a great show, and it blew me away because it was my first time actually interacting with more so-and-so all that than, you know, interacting with Jeter for years, you know, and to meet you, it was a phenomenal night, and I really enjoyed that, and I have been trying to reach out ever since then to get at you, man, you know, and wanting to support your music and bring you forth to the light. I would say that for me, it's a stepping stone to greater things. And, you know, when you think of that, I want to ask you, what do you think about the internet in business now? Do you think it's good for artists? Or how do you think it impacts the music business?
I think it's good for artists. The way it impacts the music business, especially on our end, is that people in other genres can actually see what we got going on over here now, especially through TikTok. And a lot of people looking in, so I think it's good. And for artists that can't get like the record deals and stuff like that, back in the days, like it ain't no more Cadillac record days and Malico. I mean, you know, when people like sign with Malico, all that's different now. So now artists are able to upload his own music and watch his own money. You know what I'm saying? On what he do when he doing his craft, he put some music out there. And get it registered and published, right? So that's another thing. Some artists willing to learn, some not. That's the downfall of a lot of artists. They ain't willing to to learn on their own. They depend on a record label. When the next lesson, so you can use TuneCore, DistroKid, and all that good stuff and get your stuff out there so people can start listening to you and hearing you and finding more out about you. So I think the internet good in the music business.
Okay, what do you think about the industry that would be better or that could make it better for artists these days?
What do you think would make it better for artists these days? Say it again. Could you repeat the question?
What do you think that the artists, I mean the internet, could do to make things better for artists these days?
To make things, nothing that it's already doing. There's nothing,
okay.
There's nothing more you can really do but get your material out there on it, you know, because it's just nothing else you can do.
Right.
But get your music out on the and push your music through the, you know, places that you can't get to quickly. You'll get your music and your stuff over there quicker, and but there's nothing else basically that they can do. Now, what I don't like is like when COVID hit. I mean, the virtual shows was cool, but think about it—you just don't get that same vibe as like if you were at a real show or something, like if you there in person. So that
that can go away
with virtual stuff.
And it's good that you mentioned that about COVID. With the scares of COVID coming back and being more powerful than it was before. How do you feel that that's going to impact the artist's business?
Oh, it separates the weak from the strong. See, when COVID hit, people were able to really see things. After things kind of slowed down, and when COVID loosened up on us, you had new artists come out of nowhere. You know, you had more artists coming. You had more, even more DJs. So what COVID did was about just more and more people. They had a chance to get in. Well, at first before COVID, people was backstabbing them, cutting them off. They didn't have a way in. They didn't have an entrance way to get in. But now, I mean, although Southern Soul wide open, still, there was certain people that didn't have a route in until COVID loosened up. Once COVID loosened up a little bit, a lot of people came in. Even the DJs, more DJs came when started internet DJing when COVID hit. See, at first they talked about the internet DJs and versus the radio DJs, but I know internet DJs that play in the radio stations too. So it gave more DJs opportunity and room to be getting on then during COVID.
Right, and it actually did, because I know in my business it changed a full 360. You know, from being a DJ, show DJ, going out and doing parties and stuff, to actually stepping out of the field and trying to get on the internet, do the internet thing, which I've been doing internet radio for over 20 years, just on a small brand, you know, just over here just doing my thing, you know, trying to shed light on those people who really need that type of, you know, support, feel, and everything, you know. I got my correspondents coming in with me as well for the night. We got King Scratch and Mr. Everywhere in the building, along with my family, King Fred, and Lady Shay on the line. So I'm going to give these guys time right here. If y'all have any questions y'all want to put out for King Fred, well, I tell you what, before we go to y'all questions, we're going to save them questions. We're going to jump into some of this music that King Fred got, because y'all got to hear it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go with All Gas.
All Gas, No Brakes.
tell us a little bit about this song, man. What was your mindset when you done that?
Which song?
All Gas, No Bay.
Well, All Gas, No Bay on that song right there, it's just like, well, G came out with, King George came out with, this train gonna keep on rolling. So one of my partner was sitting up there talking to me one day. He was like, man, I've been sitting up listening to King George, and man, I'm just talking about this train. I done left my woman. I need her to bag that train up. So that really pretty much gave me an idea to go around it, because it was funny how he said it. So I did a song with, like, I put the for her to bag it up. King George don't want to keep on rolling. But see, he tried to keep on rolling, but he want that train to bag up. So that inspired this one.
Most definitely. We're going to do three in a row, because I got a throwback that I always love to jam. But I want to also get a little information of I Want to Be Loved. What was the concept to wrap around that?
I Want to Be Loved. Just a female, man. The female was talking to her male companion about wanting to be loved. So he been doing a lot. So what I did was I took the words that the female was saying, was just telling y'all what the female was saying to the male. That's for me, as actually, and just saying that she just want to be loved. You know what I'm saying? So that concept was just like, he doing a lot out in the streets. He ain't really paying attention to his girl at the house or what she doing. He just running. He thinking that he can just do what he want to do, but he ain't showing her no love. She ain't been
right on. Right on. Grace, now, I tell y'all what, we're going to do King Fred three in a row. How about that? I'm going to take you back to a classic, the one of the hottest songs that I heard when I first heard it come out. And then we're going to jump into All Gas. And then we're going to jump into I Want to Be. So y'all hold what you got, because we're going to kick it off with Casanova. Hey, King Fred is in the building, baby. If you tuned in online, hit us up 323-642. 1597. We are live. And we get down with the team.
This is a Heavy House production.
Love you over and over. I'ma give you what you need. I'll be your sex machine. Do whatever you wanna to fulfill your every need. Take trips through the seas. Be the one that completes your dream. To be honest, honestly, every queen deserves a king. Yeah, you can. Love you over and over. I remember as a teen, I let a girl get the best of me. Thought I found true love, but all she did was cheat. Stage partying in the streets, it was a little too much for me. She left me broken hearted, but now I'd rather be your Casanova. I'll make yours. You're not exactly normal. Love you over and over. Give you what you need. I'll be your sex machine. Do whatever you wanna to fulfill your every need. Girl, you can't know. I'll make you. You're not exactly normal. Love you over and over.
Well, let me tell you, darling. You're the one for me.
Don't you know?
From your head to your toes. Well, you're such a sign to see.
Yes,
there's something about you that I can't explain.
Times you wanna see me on Friday, when I got me a few days. Oh, I call Katrina Jefferson.
I'll be your
sister. She said there's tears on my face.
Do it is.
My heart's out of place. Right now I can't stand.
Do you
get wounded?
And you didn't have to do it, baby. Leave me standing here crying, sobbing with a face full of tears. But I miss you, baby. Where did you go? I came home from work, everything missing. Suitcase is gone with all your clothes. Hey, babe, back that train new. Don't keep it pushing, cause I'll come loose. I'll get no pay. I see your heart now frozen in pieces. My heart broke. Girl, please don't keep on rolling. Everywhere I go, reminds me of you. Reminds me of any and everything. All the things that we used to do. And I know, babe, I got caught in the wrong. Could see what I had, y'all. I think it's too late. She been gone too long. Babe, back the train loose. Don't keep it pushing, cause I'll come loose. I'll get no things, all the things that we used to do. I can't breathe, it's a choking kind. I can't sleep, can't keep her on my mind. Babe, back that train loose. Don't keep on push, cause I come loose. All gas, no pay. I see your heart now frozen in pieces, my heart broken. Girl, please don't keep on rolling. Tonight, tonight, tonight. If anybody see my baby tonight, till I change my life. Tonight, tonight, tonight. If you see my baby, tell her I should have made her my wife. Babe, back that train loose. Don't keep it pushed, cause I come loose. All gas, no pay. I see your heart now frozen in pieces, my heart's broken. Girl, please don't keep on rolling. Back that train loose. Don't keep it pushed, cause I come loose. All gas, no pay. I see your heart now frozen in pieces, my heart broken. Girl, please don't keep on rolling.
Thank you. mercy. Don't keep me so crazy.
Hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah, we are back in the building, and that's a hot music set right there from the one and only King Fred. In the building with us tonight, we got King Scratch, Mr. Everywhere, and Lady Shay on the microphone tonight. Want to give my correspondents a chance to ask any questions. Y'all have any questions, King Fred? Y'all are free to ask questions now, and I'll let y'all talk.
Cool. Any questions?
Yeah, I was going to ask, one, how long you been doing Selling Soul, and two, where are you representing?
Well, actually, born and raised out of in Mississippi, from Clarksville, Mississippi. Stayed in Jackson, Mississippi for a while. I currently reside in Jackson. But I've been around Southern Soul all my life. Like, I started playing in that blues band around, like, 12 years old. The difference was when I was coming through, like when I met up with OB and started doing a lot of writing and stuff like that, he was taking me on a lot of shows showing me. Those guys had structure back then. You had them older heads out there, the older promoters and stuff. So all these people that you see now, everybody knew. So I've been around it a long time. At times I didn't just take it serious. You know what I mean? I ain't really get too serious about it till like a few years ago and I got serious. And then that's when I started really just focusing on my craft. I knew I could do it. It's like I was always around, always doing it. I had a passion to do it, but never really took it serious till about a few years ago.
Okay.
So
okay.
I've been around a while.
Yeah, I used to deal with Malico over there in Jackson back in, was that, 97, 98 over there, Thomasine Johnson over there at Malico Records way back then, one of my Southern Soul groups.
Cool, because I worked over there a little bit too with George Jackson and Harrison, Cap Calloway. Harrison, he did my first album, Frederick He's Going Crazy album. Harrison, Cap Calloway did that. They did those songs, played on Last $2 and stuff. George Jackson wrote them. I met George Jackson in drug court, though. We ended up in some trouble. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I met them.
We have a caller on the line from the 937. Caller, you're live with King Fred on the line.
Go ahead.
All right. Just caller from 937. All right. We gave you a chance.
Best one to talk.
That's right, Press One to talk, and we'll get you all. King Scratch, I see you up there.
You said what now?
I said, I see
okay.
You up there. You want to ask man any questions or anything?
I'm good. Y'all asking all the right questions. Shit, I'm good. What's going on? What's happening?
Man, I can't call it what's the word, man. Appreciate you for checking
like
in,
clothes,
man.
Bro.
Appreciate it.
Like wet clothes. Yeah, y'all asking all the right questions. Hell, I ain't got to ask them nothing. Y'all got it.
All right.
Got any visuals out? That's going to be another question I asked. Did you have any visuals out?
Oh, yeah. We got, I got a visual out on I'll Be Your Freak. We got one out on Different From the Rest. One of the songs they really like out there. So there's some visuals out on YouTube. You just put pop in King Fred and then, you know, and you can find some visuals on me.
Okay.
Two of them out there. And I got more to do. We plan on getting more at the top of the year. We're going to start back because there's a lot of songs we got to go back and do visuals too. But that's what we do, though, you know. We just stay active and keep our stuff coming.
Yeah, I'm tired.
All gas, no break.
Videos. I shot 3 videos yesterday, so... I was burnt out tired in this hot Florida sun, and I went from 1 o'clock to damn near 6 o'clock before I wrapped it all up. So.
This lady says, well,
damn,
can I jump in?
Do everything. Your name ain't everywhere. Your name do everything.
We got a question coming up from Lady Shay, if y'all give her a moment.
Well, actually, it's not a question, but it is a statement. One of the songs that he recently done was She's a Keeper. And that woman, I mean, that song, I think, resonated for all the women out there who really knows who they are and knows their worth. And it's a beautiful thing that a man recognize and knows their worth, especially their man. So that song really, really touched a lot of women. And I've seen that firsthand also by watching a lot of his videos and activity online. It's really special. It really is. King Fred, that's a special.
Yeah,
thank you,
Lady
Shay.
Thank
you. He really is. I've been following him for years. And to see the growth he's come from up to now is amazing. You can tell he has his heart and passion into it and delivering good music. You know, these songs will become classics, and I could see them played at every trail ride, every family meeting, family reunion, you know. It's definitely a good brand. And we wish that you have, you know, great success, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And say it first. Do you have any tour dates coming up? Any shows online that's happening?
Well, we're going to get on there, too, with putting stuff online. But, yes, I got Lafayette, Alabama. I'm going to be over there with Westlove and several others September the 3rd. September 23rd, we got a three-day trail ride and camp out in Epps, Alabama. It's going to be in Epps, Alabama. So I'm looking forward to that. That's around September the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We'll be performing on the 23rd down there. And then I'll be in Norfolk, Virginia, October the 1st. They start in Southern Soul Sundays up there. And they wanted to come, me and another good buddy of mine, to come on up there to kick it off. We done real pod stars, man. We done real pod stars, man.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be wonderful. I might try to ride up there with somebody.
Well, if you do, let me know, man.
Well, you know, I'm definitely gonna holler at you anytime I get to your area. You know, we're gonna definitely have to link up again and have us a good time, man. So, you know, we're gonna be looking forward to that. Tell the people how they can find you on social media. And make sure you give all your contact information so people can reach out to you.
Oh, yeah. You can reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook at King Fred. My email address is kingsteamkf@gmail.com if you need that. But other than that, for booking, 601-203-8500. Call that number, and we can go from there. Or you can reach out to people that support me. A lot of people know how to get in contact with me pretty quick. If I deal with you, I deal with you. See, I'm real with this thing, you know.
Right on.
I ain't fake with it, you know.
Most definitely. If you need me to get in contact with him, just give me a call, and we'll get that done.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
This is not just a business partner. This is a good friend of mine. We ain't hard to find. We new to this. We true to this. We ain't hard to find.
You know. like my homeboy, then they got this comedy tour. We at you.
Yeah.
Most definitely,
right.
We at you, man. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. King Fred has a lot more to come for you. And if you haven't got it to his music, you need to get into it, baby. Most definitely. It is something to enlighten your life and make you move a little bit, make you pet. Remember that old school used to make your feet pet?
Yeah. That's right.
There we go. I want to thank you for being on the show, man. I know you got things to do, and we've had a nice show, and I don't want, if you, I tell you what, you don't have to go nowhere. You can stay right here with us all night if you'd like to. But, you know what I'm saying? We're going to jump into a couple more of your cuts because I got to let them hear that good, you know. And then we'll be back with more Truest Radio. Y'all know it's Friday, how we do the damn thing. And I want to thank my man King Fred for being in the building. And we're going to continue to jam this music. So if you're listening online and you like to get a sound, always know it's going down over here at the Truth, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna jump into these hot songs. I don't wanna be, I mean, Caesar Tifa and X and Tech. Yeah. How about that? Let's jump into these hot music, man. Don't go nowhere. We're gonna pay a few bills and we'll be right back with more of this show at the top of the hour. So you know what you gotta do. Hold your chill. Hey, we're gonna rock it, baby. Let's go.
Stay back in the building, man. Back at you with another one.
I swear to God, she's a keeper.
Keeper.
All folks know grace, she's a
keeper. Keeper.
On my soul. I knew I found me something special. And anytime I wanna do it, she's stopping what she's doing. Ooh-wee. Things get a little extra. Stay concerned about my needs. Most times by what I want. But you know what? She did what I want. A lot of things I used to do, now I don't. I see her party with my friends, but can't stay too long. Shot that we could tip in and go out here. Let me explain what's understood. That girl, my superstar. And on a scale from 1 to 10, let's say she top the chart. And now I know I found a good love. I knew I found me something special. A lot of things I used to do, now I don't. I see a party with my friends. Party with my friends, but can't stay too long. On phone them gray, she's a
keeper,
on my soul.
She's a keeper,
I swear to God, she's a
keeper.
Hey. but you got a hood, and I got a wife. Well, if loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. You know what's up, yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, let love and stuff, I just ain't getting enough. You know what's up. Yeah, you know what's up. Girl, it's up and stuff. I just ain't getting up. And I ain't gonna lie, girl, you got that thigh. Girl, you got that walk. Can't keep it off my mind. I think about it all the time. We didn't cross the line. It's up and stuff. Girl, take me for a ride. But you got a hood, and I got a wife. Well, if loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. And I ain't gonna lie, girl, you got that thigh. Girl, you got that walk. Can't keep it off my mind. I think about it all the time. We done crossed the line. It's up and still, hey, girl, take it for a ride. And I can testify, it's understood. Say you need a lumberjack, baby. Well, I got that wood like mama's apple pie. So sweet, so good, just the way I like me, huh. Straight out the hood. And I never had a girl like you. Pretty, pretty, baby. Girl, you're the truth. I think about it all the time. We done crossed the line. Nice up and still, girl, take me for a ride. Oh, yeah, no breaks.
I'm just trying to make it right. Be well, you know, if I fall off somewhere, just, you know. Yeah, you can stop me, that's cool. Here we go. Check this out.
Who am I, the king, riding tracks like the Metro? Holding tight, won't let go. This is what you waiting for. Scratch the incredible. West Coast, L straight. Who's the best? True West. No more, no less. Bow to your superior and massacre the masses. You better pull the plug. We got some shit for them asses. Long passes, running rocks, giving truck sticks. D-Lee, I'm rolling six. Captain Crunch for you tricks. Dope fiends, get your fix. OD, off me. In this industry for many years, that's what's up, G. Power move, pro tools, old school, killing it. Dubs hot in the air, cause I know y'all feeling it. Rolling with BBs, up in garbage MCs. There's a whole lot of these, spreading like a bad disease. I got a cure for that, and it's that Rilla. King Scratch, True West, and that West Coast Thriller.
True West is the best, West Coast Thriller. West Coast Thriller, West Coast Thriller. True West is the best, West Coast Thriller. West Coast Thriller, West Coast Thriller. True West is the best, West Coast Thriller. West Coast Thriller, West Coast Thriller. True West is the best, West Coast Thriller. West Coast Thriller, West Coast Thriller. Boss, play your game, it ain't no thing we bout to
big roll.
All about making fat joints like a Kanko. Drain slow, smoke rapidly. It's my happy beat, killing that swag real fast. We got it happening. Corner shit. Yeah, we on our Dion. We gon' be here for eons on our cool like Freon. West Coast grilling, itching for the digits. Longer than extensions. Do it for the world. Do it for my city. Seeing them getting depressed the way we live it. Y'all
I need a witness, running it like fitness. It was so real, y'all fake like dentures. We what the offense is, don't get defensive. This and we at your front yard like fences. Listen, the vision on that Miller. Ill Gates, King Scratch, West Coast Thriller.
True West is the best. West Coast Thriller.
She rode that black horse. Oh, oh, oh. Gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
To the home and fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Yeah, we back in the building. And it's going down in a major way tonight. You know, thank you. King Fred was in the building, has it there. Like two flats. We did that. We got King Scratch, Buddha Ali. Lady Shay. I just had a brain for it. Mr. Everywhere. Yeah, we up in here. Want to thank King Fred for his time. And be looking out for more of him coming out on all major platforms. What's the word, family?
Do the Ali. Big killing.
Chilling going on a Friday night.
Good boy. What y'all think about that mugshot? Y'all seen that mugshot?
We just gonna get into that and start talking about the Trump stuff.
Man.
Just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Poor white and poor black.
Look
like
he's
a hero.
Y'all don't talk about it. Think about it.
If he couldn't vote this bill, his fuck ass would still be in jail.
They're going to make him into a young thug in the same cell.
That And then look at him.
That mugshot and rolled out.
You know you fucked up, right? Oh,
who you talking
God.
To, the dog?
Huh?
Who you talking to? Who fucked up?
No, I'm saying if Young Thug and motherfucker Donald Trump was in the same damn cell, that's what Young Thug be saying. You know you fucked up, right?
Oh, hell yeah. He ain't get that pardon. He gonna whoop his ass.
No, he ain't gonna say, man, I thought you was still president, man. Why you ain't gave me no pardon yet?
Why you fucking me, man? You know what? If anybody was looking at social media today, when they so-called paraded Donald Trump to jail, how many of y'all actually believe that all the motherfucking vehicles went to the county jail? Come on. Be serious. You know, two or three of the motherfuckers veered off before they got there. So, you know, and by you not knowing what van or what vehicle he is, yeah, he could have been one of the motorcycle policemen.
Well, you know, no matter what.
Well, they found some niggas to pay these niggas to go stand outside like they protesting. I want to know who paid them and how much.
Maybe they get enough money. I've been standing out there before his punk ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, y'all might be black people, but y'all can't be black Americans. Y'all got to be black from somewhere else. Talking about, y'all
no,
like,
you got people like that. Don't you know how slavery went? You got the house nigga that stayed in the house and ate the hill, and then you got the field nigga that had to go pick cotton.
Yeah. Them house niggas came through strong. I was like, oh, okay. Is this what we doing? But why, though?
Motherfucker, you pay you enough you money, you'll do whatever the fuck you think you need to do to make some goddamn money. I don't even like that motherfucker, but if they paid me enough, I'd be standing right there with they motherfucking ass like, mm-hmm. Nigga,
I'm standing there with a fuck you sign.
The motherfuckers, you know they always say keep your enemies close. Because if something ever happened to them, it's going to be somebody that's real close to them that's going to get his ass.
I want to know how come they ain't saying the good shit like they do to everybody else. Where the hell is Melania at? Because that poor goddamn Baron, I don't like his goddamn daddy, but he was just a little boy. And I say that little boy didn't deserve all that shit that the people gave him because of his ragged-ass daddy and his brother and shit.
Yeah, well... You know, all this shit, I mean, you know, that's why all of this shit is going on right now. All this shit is going on right now because his daddy's bullshit, you know what I'm saying? All them motherfuckers, they bullshit. That's why that motherfucker, if they take that motherfucker to jail, he gonna be in jail for the rest of his goddamn life.
And
then everybody, all his family
can
go back. All his family could go back to a regular life.
And he worshiped Ivanka. And Ivanka loves the shit out of him, but you ain't seen Ivanka. I ain't seen Ivanka in about 3-4 years.
Yeah, because they're trying to stay up out of that shit.
You ain't seen him
yet. Bullshit, shit-talking, nothing-ass motherfucker. So they sitting up there going, I don't want nothing to do with this shit.
I ain't seen the wife since he left the White House. I'm pretty sure they don't live together.
Man,
they live
like,
in two different rooms. They live together. They
I don't
live
want nothing
rooms.
To do with this shit.
Well, I mean, but the house side
is on y'all own.
Inside the house, so, you know.
The rumors say that he put his house up for sale today.
Yep, motherfuckers don't want nothing to do with you. It's easy for motherfuckers to shut down, even your own family.
Yeah, he's trying
to.
You
only can do wrong for so long.
That's what he gets, though. So that wasn't nothing but a power trip. Let me tell you this. He spent money to be the president. He spent way more money than he made. And he made a mess.
He didn't spend his money. It was everybody else that gave that money. He spent his political money on his lawsuits, on lawyers. That's what they're getting them for, too. They're supposed to be political funds, and he used it on lawsuits.
That's what I'm saying. He used the money that is supposed to be for that or whatever on all this other stuff. You done broke all these crimes, and you call yourself doing president business. So who going to do the business that you was doing that really made you some money? Nobody. Because you out here trying to do a job that you know you ain't qualified for, and you wasting money. He wasted a whole lot of the people's time, man.
Yep.
He ain't gonna admit it, though.
We talking about Cheeto Man again. Remember, we used to be talking about him. They used to cut us the fuck off.
I know. That's why
they ain't never
blocked
me.
I talk bad about him on Facebook.
They never stopped me because the truth, when you deliver the truth and the message, you can't stop God. Zuckerberg can't stop God. That's why they ain't never blocked me. I can be what God said.
That's the funny thing, too. I don't know what they thought or was going on, going to happen with that, but that was a whole mess, man, the whole thing.
No.
And I say, I don't know how this happened. You know, I do know how it happened. It started because of Arnold Schwarzenegger. But the difference is, I don't agree with all that shit, but he actually did his job. He did his job. And he did a little back thing. See, he was knocking down the maid. And that ain't come out till he was almost through with it. But it's so bad. So you trying to fuck this guy?
Well, that's what happens when people who become political who don't know about politics. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell you one thing about Cheeto Man, if he keep his mouth closed, he'd have been cool. Not cool with me, but he wouldn't be in the woods that he in right now. All he has to do is shut the fuck up.
He can't help himself. What he wants to do is he tells you what he's going to do. He tells you, hey, I'm going to screw you. Just watch. He tells you that. He told you in 1992, he said, if I'm going to run for president, I would run Democrat because they're a bunch of stupid people and they'll vote for anybody. He told you that in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get no better than that. He told you that they were stupid.
But he didn't even do that. He went Republican. So they must be dumber than anybody else.
So that's what he said. He said he would run Republican because they so stupid, they'll vote for anybody. And he was telling you he was a nobody, didn't know politics, but they voted for him anyway. So you got to realize that was 2002, that damn near 20-something years. He told you 20-something years ago in the newspaper article that they were stupid. It's sad, but, you know, so be it. I mean, a man done sit up there and lied his whole life. His dad was in the Klan, but he worried about what's his name. His dad was in the Black Panther, but your dad went to jail in 1929 in the Bronx for a racial riot. He had a race riot with the Jews, and they set up there and had a big old burning in downtown Brooklyn. His dad went to jail. KKK had on KKK hood and went to jail. So fruit don't fall too far from the tree, so how's he going to call somebody racist?
Yeah,
that's
true.
Fact. You can pull that up.
I know. You bring it to the choir.
Then, and you know that the reason they got the Fair Housing Act is because in 1979, Donald Trump kept saying on the application when black people try to rent their apartments in New York, he put N on there. He had the leasing agent put N. And if he had an N on it, he said, don't release to them because that's niggas. So don't release to the niggas. So what happened was the black couple went to rent a building, apartment. They said it's already been filled. Then the white couple who was friends with them went in there and they said, okay, and gave them the key. So they went and reported it. So the black couple sued, and then they turned around. The federal government went and came and got involved, and they like fair housing. So Donald Trump, he didn't say I'm guilty. He just paid the lawsuit off. He thinks he can buy his way out of law, out of laws. So he's been doing it ever since he was little. His dad paid the doctor to write he had bone spurs in his feet so he can go to Vietnam. Then turned around, here he is, was on the football team. And they're like, how you were god dang it playing on the football team and playing golf and all this, you had all these bone spurs that prevented you from walking and stuff. So his daddy bought his way out that time, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I mean, the whole thing about it is, see, that old girl in Georgia, she ain't fucking with him.
Mm-hmm.
She is not fucking with him. She getting ready to try to hang that nigga.
They're already trying to plot. They're trying to plot to get her out of office under Georgia law, saying she ain't qualified. But how she ain't qualified when y'all appointed her? So now they got a Georgia Republican. He trying to strike up this deal to say she's not qualified to get her out of office, so she can't try Donald Trump to get him off.
Oh, no, they can't do that.
Yeah, that's what they're trying. Look online. That's what he's trying.
Yeah, but no. Do you know they will burn motherfucking Georgia down?
That's what it's going to come to.
Yeah, burn that bitch down.
they getting ready to burn Mississippi down because that guy, them guys shot at the FedEx driver, and then they turn around, and they done fired the FedEx driver. FedEx done fired that black guy that got shot at by them two guys that followed him and shot at his van. They just fired him the other day.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a whole lot of shit going on, you know what I'm saying? If something go fucked up, and it's falling more toward, you know, all of the wrongdoers. Oh, it's getting ready to be fucked up. Shit is getting ready to go down. I'm telling you.
No, you're right, because see, Alabama got everybody shook. They thought it was game. People are now realizing, hey, black people is really not fucking around. Black people really is making people go back and look. Why is black people so mad? What is going on? This and that. Oh, that was a port where they used to drop off slaves there. Oh, my gosh. Oh, he was the captain, and he was trying to park the boat. Oh, that is, you know what I'm saying? It, 10, 16
yeah,
years ago.
The sad part about it, the next day in Montgomery, they went and killed each other. Still, so what did we gain? We gained one incident and still killing each other. So what's the gain if you just had one incident of unity and the next day you were still back killing each other?
No, that's true. But that's the only reason we deal with in the community. But maybe if the world, you know, looked at us as people, we would look at each other as people because, you know, they bring us up like this.
But
you
if we stop killing each other, ain't nobody
going to
fear us. Nobody will fear us until we stop killing each other.
You know what the thing about it is? I guarantee you, if when the shit hit the fan, all that shit's gonna quit. When motherfucking black motherfuckers realize that they need each other, you know what I'm saying? All that shit is gonna quit. Everybody gonna start riding together. They're gonna be like, man, fuck this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they keep on doing it, keep on happening right now, but I guarantee you, if when the shit hit the fan, them black folks is gonna have to get the fucking together. Because they just don't realize how powerful they are. They don't realize, you know, how they could kind of divert the narrative of all of this shit, bro. It's just,
but I got
a question. It's a matter of time.
Answer this question. It's been 60 years.
Well, we
it's been 60 years since we together.
You can't,
60 years.
You can't go back to the 50-year-old nigga back in the day. You got to think about now, because everything is a little different back then. At least we got a little wiggle room now with motherfuckers. I mean, hell, I remember when they had the riots out here in L.A., and you see Bloods and Crips together, and I'm going, what the fuck?
Yeah, but what happened? They burnt their own neighborhood.
But see, it was just something that I never seen happen in my lifetime. So if that
know,
could happen,
they went to Bel Air, Beverly Hills, and burned it down, we would have got a message across. But you know what they said? Look at them dumbass niggas. They don't have their own jobs down there. What they
it's
working
not,
tomorrow
it's, every motherfucker ain't thinking. Every motherfucker is not. They don't have that mentality. They don't say, well, we're going to Beverly Hills. Because you know what? There's some motherfuckers in my neighborhood that never been on the west side of L.A.
Yeah, but
so they just
like
fuck up.
It's like you on the fire in your backyard with some leaves, and you know the wind is blowing. It's going to blow and burn your house down. Now where you going to live at?
Well, see, that's the thing about it, man. You got to split black people in half. Because you got civilized motherfuckers, and then you got uncivilized motherfuckers. And today, it's starting to be a lot more civilized motherfuckers than it is dumb. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. You cannot change a dumb motherfucker. If he dumb, it ain't nothing you could do about it. If he dumb already, he gonna stay dumb the rest of his goddamn life. That's the way it is with white people. That's the way it is with everybody. You split they race in half. You got civilized motherfuckers, and then you got dumb motherfuckers. The dumb motherfuckers, you can never fucking help. They're going to be dumb for the rest of their goddamn life. I'm just saying.
And all I was trying to say is I know they burnt up all that stuff and all that, which really was kind of crazy. But at the same time, I don't know if y'all remember, on Monday, I was saying, we do this and we do that, and we be rapping so hard, and oh, you can't come over here, you can't come there. But none of the buildings belong to us. They burned down somebody else's stuff. Now, they helped them get an insurance claim if they got the right type of insurance.
Let's take this for an example. Chris working at the restaurant, right? And somebody burned down a restaurant that Chris work at, where the hell is Chris going to work at?
Oh, you know he going to another restaurant. That's what it did.
It only harmed us. Because them people over there in Beverly Hills were looking at the fires like, God damn, man, the city on fire. Glad it ain't up. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, well, wait a minute. Hold on, Mr. Edwell. They did go and get Beverly Hills. That motherfuckers wasn't out of the woods. They just had more protection than everybody else had. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers was sitting up there, see, they was saying that nothing happened. Nigga, Beverly Hills was getting hit, too. Everybody got hit, bro. Everybody. You know, they just try to make it look like nothing happened in Beverly Hills. Like, niggas wasn't up there. It's a whole lot of niggas that was in Beverly Hills. Like, nigga, it's home. But they just kind of protected it a little bit more than they did everywhere else.
You know why? Because they want you to burn your own neighborhood.
let the niggas fuck their own shit up. So when you went to Beverly Hills, that motherfucker was more guarded They still
with National Guards. They had National Guards in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, they, don't get me wrong. They fucked some shit up in Beverly Hills, but they try to make it seem like, oh, yeah, we got our shit protected, so them niggas ain't coming up here. Oh, them niggas was up there, bro. That's what dumb civilized niggas was thinking. Shit, let's go to Beverly Hills. There's money up there. You know why we ain't ready? We ain't getting ready going. And ain't no really no money down here. Let's go where the money at. So they went
to
Beverly Hills. They went up in the valley and all that shit. Well, all the rich motherfuckers
went to the
bank.
They up there to a Gucci store. Don't nobody give a damn about no Gucci. Go up there to the bank. 300 deep and see what happens then. Go in the bank, get you 3-4 million out here and there. Do that to 10 banks. Now you're up 30-something million.
Yeah.
You're going to get just as much time as you rob a convenience store as you is a bank.
Yep, exactly. That's what I say, shit. Cause it, like I said, there's dummy. There's dumb civilized, and then there's just civilized.
Because,
I mean, even I was, you know, the first thing that I thought when the L.A. riots hit, I'm going to the music store. I'm getting ready to go to motherfucking Guitar Center and clean that son of a bitch out.
I would have been going to a bank and clearing that summer gun out. Then you could have went to the good charge and they got what
you want. Running that bank all you want to. If you can't get that vote, it means nothing. It ain't like some dumb motherfuckers to me. These dumb motherfuckers out here, they keep money in the cash register. You know, usually after closing, you take all the money out the cash register and put it in the safe. So you run in the bank, if you can't get that big ass vote, nigga, you just ran in the bank for absolutely nothing.
Oh,
there ain't no money in there.
You went in 300 deep, they gonna come away with it something.
Man. Motherfuckers ain't get ready to get that vote. Motherfuckers gonna be got the goddamn pad and gotta turn that big ass wheel and open. Oh, hell no, nah, nigga. Now that's really dumb.
Well, we don't have to do this. We got enough knowledge. We know how to deal positive. We know how to grow food and shit like that. It's in our DNA, and not less than DNA. It's in our, what do you call it, motor skills. Because people still do this stuff. And we had to do it for whatever reason, but a lot of people still know how to do this. We can buy us a plot and start in some neighborhoods. We can start with tiny houses. We can get little shacks and roll away and make restaurants. You see what I'm saying? That's all I be talking about. We don't have to keep putting money into other people. Ain't nobody putting money into us. These buildings ain't ours. This restaurant ain't ours. We don't own no share in it. You know what I'm saying?
Because we spend too much time as consumers. See, we're not conservative. Yeah. We're consumers. We spend up trying to look rich. We wear our money on us. Rings, jewelry, rims, cars, clothes. We wear our money on us. At the end of the day, the man is sitting over there is like, I appreciate y'all because guess what? Y'all keep making me rich. I just bought another mansion because of y'all. What you bought? You got nothing. You see that?
That's my whole point the whole time when I was saying about us being against each other, about us going back and forth on other sides of town, or you capping where you live at. Look, you cap right now. This is a deed restricted neighborhood, which means that the house belongs to my mama, but the property is these people. And that's the stupidest shit I ever heard. But we don't have to live like this. We choose to. You know what I'm saying? So literally, if you get into it with the people, you can pick the house up and move the house. But the property ain't yours. Never mind 1996. You know, in all these years, if they say we don't want you on our property, we don't want you on our property. so you need to sell your house or you need to take your house with you. Like, that's how it goes. But it wouldn't be like that if we had our own shit.
Well, we got too many millionaires and billionaires not to have it, but guess what? When they climb the ladder of success, they pull the ladder up instead of leaving the ladder down to help everybody else climb up there. That's what the problem is. You see?
That's the thing.
And I believe in trying to pull everybody up. If they said, if you pull everybody in your team up, one day when you starve, you can still eat because then they're going to have a loaf of bread at the table for you to still eat off of. You see what I'm saying? But if you don't sit up there and pull your team up so they can eat, when you start starving, how you going to eat?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's the same shit. That's exactly how I'm trying to put it. I'm trying to say it's just like that.
I try to put people in position. People will call me, hey, I need a beat. Hey, man, y'all reach out to Scratch. I don't even feel like doing beats this month. Reach out to Scratch. Call him. That's how I am. I'm not greedy. There's no need for me to be greedy. I know how to get money five out of six ways. So that ain't nothing. But I want to have other people have some money. So when they touch on money, they'll be like, okay, we touching on money. Okay, now let's put our minds and our money together and invest in something bigger than what we got now. That's how you got to be. Once you do that, you can't
That's
lose.
That's how you need something bigger, too. Everybody need a piece. Okay, hey, you need a beat. All right, Scratch got you on the beat. Oh, you want somebody to send you? Shit, where boo that? Mr. Edwards going to come through and take the pictures. Oh, shoot, you need a DJ? Well, shoot, you go pick Hev ass up. Hev got you, but you got to pick him up type of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be. But that's not how it is out here.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be, because, see, just like me, I can do all that stuff, but I'd rather sit up there and send somebody over to your Sweet Pea, send somebody over to Scratch, send somebody to Booty, send somebody to Hell Love. I'd rather send that people over there to them so they can go and get their money and build it. Then we meet back at the table and say, all right, how much you got? How much you got? How much you got? Well, let's go put it in and get something bigger and better. Let's go buy an apartment complex. Sectionate it out and let the government pay us every 30 days.
That's what I want. I don't want cars like that. I want property.
I'm trying to buy property in Miami. Miami, Oklahoma right now is the best place to buy a property at because they finna build a $2.5 billion theme park bigger than Walt Disney World. And that whole section from schools to hospitals to Walmart to apartments to hotels to restaurants, that whole deal is going to build up. And if you got, say, 10 acres of land right there, you're going to be able to sell it for damn near 10, 20 times what it's worth as soon as they break ground.
Facts. It's outside of Houston land. Because the thing about it, everybody else don't know, but you know, because y'all from the South, everything, Houston was Houston. I have watched Houston grow so much just in my lifetime that A-Leaf is a part of Houston. They sound is Houston. Yeah, they all Houston. You know what I'm saying? Which used to be considered separate cities or entities. It's all considered Houston. They got their own post offices and stuff like that for zoning purposes, but it's literally all Houston now. We don't have no area codes. You know what I'm saying? You just pick up the phone and you dial straight through. Back in the day, if I had to call, if I was at home in Missouri City and I had to call to certain parts of Houston, I would have to dial one. Depending on what neighborhood and where I was calling to. That's how much this shit has changed. You just no collect calls, nowhere. 832-281-346 and the OG713. And it's so much, you know, they gave me a funky ass 346 number. And I said, how dare y'all give me a 346 number when y'all know I'm a 713 nigga. But they said that's all they had left.
Yep.
I see we last seen stretch. I don't know what happened. But anyways, y'all tune in online. It is Friday right here on your QS Network. We got to have four tonight. So at any point, if anyone else would like to have a question or anything or make a comment, we'll let you know that the lines are open and you can feel free to speak at any time. Got my dear lady Shay still up in the building. Buddha Ali, Mr. Everywhere, and Sweet Pea. Hold it down. The game unchanged. We still gonna keep it going, baby. We got about 15 minutes left. Y'all go ahead and keep on shredding, because we're gonna keep on back.
Yeah, I was trying to watch Truly Returns football game, but they won't pull it up. They gave me a link, but it's not working.
Oh, yeah, South Tree, Monroe.
What y'all think about sports in Houston this year? Or whatever y'all listening to this, because I don't know, man. I'm wishing success for the black man and the black team, and I love my city, but I don't know about success.
Y'all are good at baseball, football, and basketball, but baseball, thumbs up. Y'all damn near go to the World Series every year.
Basketball is a wiggly hand like a man in the economy. Huh? A mohawk. Yeah, but I tell you what, though, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm wishing this. Look, to the young man, the coach. It's a pretty hard organization to deal with, and I tell you one thing. If he's not successful here, I bet y'all can almost guarantee he's going to be successful when he leaves. Because everybody that leaves Houston with the football tip, it seems like they do very well.
We just got a scratches quarterback from the 49, and he went over there to the Dallas Cowboys.
Nah, I know you ain't say that. Don't say that while he ain't on here.
Yeah, well, he knew he wasn't going to win with the 49ers this year, so he went over there to the Cowboys. So he knows what's up.
He's going to be just like Trask going to be just like him after a while. He's going to be wearing that star.
You can't beat him, join
him. He's going to have to jump on the bandwagon this year. Yeah. And you heard it first right here on True West Radio from yours truly, Mr. Everywhere and DJ Hill. Yes, King Scratch will defect from Evan. And, well, you know, he's going to always be San Francisco. But he's going to get on the bandwagon and ride with some Cowboys, too. Might as well lasso up and get ready to ride.
Yep.
I can't really believe that they put Dak, you know, did what they did to Dak, man. I really believe he could have proceeded and gave them the championship if the coaches would let the players play. Dallas' problem is their coaching system is fucked up.
And well, that's the whole thing because they took away another thing. They took away everything that make it fun. Like, check me out. If somebody is throwing the ball and you intercept the ball and you run all the way until you see you get a touchdown and ain't nobody catch you, I want to see you do a little dance. I want to see the dance. I want to see you do your little dance when you score. But no. Oh, no. Oh, it's a celebration. It's classless. It's blah, blah, blah. No. It's fun. It's supposed to be fun. It ain't fun to watch it they got it set up almost like golf. But see, golf is more lively than football right now. I seen the people screaming and hollering and everything the other day. I guess basketball is basketball. They'll be all right. I'm not really on nobody's team more than the other one. I'm always wearing the Rockets stuff, though, because that's my city, and that's all I know. And I don't even know what the beef is with the Cowboys. I'm going to be honest with y'all. And if when the Texans fall off and the Cowboys keep going, I'll be happy to see a team from Texas keep going, but you got to be careful who you say that to from Houston, because you might have to fight these niggas out here.
Yeah.
If anybody could tell me how that started, then I'm more the truth to it. So y'all don't know either. Hello?
I guess everybody went to church right here when you did that with me. They did church, turned you up and got scared. They didn't want to reply on that. Hello? Free people, we don't know.
Can y'all repeat the question? Can y'all repeat the question?
Hold on, let me get her back in there right quick.
Okay, y'all got
it. Okay, Sweet Pea, Booty wants you to repeat the question.
Oh, we want to know, how did it start, the beef with the Houston and Dallas? Is that because everybody went to college down here or what? Because, you know, I'll Dallas boogie, but I can't wear no Cowboys jersey, not in this city.
Right. But, you know, it started out a long time ago with the Houston Oilers, basically. The Houston Oilers and Dallas matchup was always like the Battle of Texas, you know, because those were the only two teams in Texas. And it was the battle of the districts, the north or the south. And for a long time, the Oilers held the reins for a while, but then it turned over to Dallas for a while, you know. And as the Oilers left Houston and moved off, and they started the Texans. The Texans came in with a good run. And people started getting on the bandwagon and riding with the Texas team. You know, Houston always have been a city that supports their team.
Part of me going to always have something against the Titans, and I'm going to tell you why. I feel like they should have gave them their stadium and all that stuff. Really, I really wish they would have. But at the same time, you mean to tell me y'all ain't going to do shit this whole time, the whole time, but then you going to get mad and you going to take my motherfucking team to Tennessee with the same goddamn colors on and win the championship with the same colors on? That's disrespectful. You could have changed the colors.
Well, that really was disrespectful.
Yeah,
I mean, I thought they would at least change the color scheme out of all of them.
Houston, Texas and Tennessee been linked together since the beginning of the oil pioneer days, when they were pioneer oil. So Texas and Tennessee has always been connected. Now, for that Dallas-Houston thing, heavy love, like he broke it down. I thought you were talking about streetwise, talking about now. Game-wise, like you said, there was only two teams at the time. Then Houston went to Tennessee, but before that, Dallas, when they were a semi-pro team, they were the Arkansas Cowboys. before they came to Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
They were the Arkansas Cowboys, because they were coming down, they was getting Arkansas and going to Dallas to play. And Dallas was coming to Arkansas to play. I found out when we were playing the semi-pro league, how that all started, because, you know, all football started with semi-pro before they even had a national league. Before this back,
yeah.
And back in the day, the 40s and 50s was semi-pro before they had an NFL league. It was semi-pro league. Nationwide, every state had a semi-pro team.
They call them an organization. There ain't no organization. These are hood hoppers. If you telling me that,
yeah.
Ready to fight and stuff.
You know, I always said that Houston teams, the Houston team system was built by Bum Phillips, and the rival coaches was Bum Phillips and Tony Landry. Which both had two different styles of coaching. Bum Phillips was mostly on offense because he had Earl Campbell in the background and some of the other greats that was out, you know. But that's where he made a stand with the running game. Houston never was really a passing game team too much, but they had a mean running game. Dallas, on the other hand, they had a mean running game as well as they had some excellent wide receivers. So they was able to execute a lot on the outside.
Well, you know what he said.
And over the years, they just...
What's so powerful about it, though, Houston and Dallas and Tennessee still hold the power in the National and American League, but Arkansas still, we don't have a, well, I'm from Dick, Martin, Arkansas, we still have a professional league here in Arkansas. We still got semi-pro football, baseball, and basketball. There's no national nothing here, but we got gold, we got diamond, this is the diamond state, we got oil. We got everything our country needs right here in this state alone. In the state,
like,
but we don't have no kind of got gladiators.
Yeah, we got the silver
back. I worked at some places for some semi-protein, like doing the concessions or like the lightweight cooking and stuff like that. I like the semi-proteins a lot, the way they do things and. Shit, they be having the crowd for these national teams. You got this big ass empty stadium, and now that it keep going up and up on the price of tickets, but the team ain't getting no better. So that, but I like the
Houston.
It's pretty cool.
We played the Houston Extreme. They were the Texas Extreme. They were out of Houston or Humble. They represented Houston. Then we played Dallas to my team. It's the Dallas Knights. So that, like you said, that network is still gone, but we still didn't say we ain't got no pump team. I think we can have pump team. We had presidents, governors, everything come out of Arkansas. They need a goddamn pro teams up here. That's a lot of talent. But you know, everybody
everybody
comes to Texas.
Do the capital guy with Gatorade, Joe.
Right now, to this day,
Gatorade went everywhere and they called a game.
Right now, to this day, everybody from home, Texas, Canada, everybody goes to Texas to play football, get pro, or they go to Louisiana. Then we had so many people from Arkansas go to Prairie View this year. Guess that. I hope we had so many students go to Prairie View to get a chance to get that pro recognition. Right now, we got these little league, team league playing in the Snoop Dogg League. So Snoop Dogg got teams coming from California all the way to Texas Channel playing. The the seventh graders all the way to the to their freshman year. Then they put them up, you know, from what's that? From fourth grade to ninth grade team, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's how it's going right now. It's a big thing, though. It's a big farm of slaves running out here on the plantation hitting each other.
Yeah, I heard a lot of the boys in the NFL is Snoop kids. A lot of them.
Snoop and Luke. They sent more kids to the NFL with their little league teams than anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Look, that one got
us. He got one
of them on Friday.
A few years ago,
a
whole bunch of them boys got drafted.
My cousin Hopper and them, they playing Snoop Dogg and them teams too. I guess they be traveling. I love to take the camera long view. And they playing the bigger arenas just like.
Oh, it cut out.
Hello?
Uh-huh. Buddha?
Yeah, I'm still on mute.
I got church in the background. But, I love y'all, man. I'm tuned in. Shout out to everybody on the panel. It's been lovely. I came a little bit late. I listened to half the show. Shout out to everybody, man. Who was radio?
He said he at church.
Right on. Take we're about out of time. I want to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. Don't forget, Monday night, we'll be back in business with T-Dash Denman coming up next week, as well as Jabbo, the Prince of Zydeco, will be here as well. So y'all make sure y'all keep us tuned in Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, and every week. And don't forget about Saturday night, Saturday Seduction, 8 p.m., particularly on Saturday 12 time, as well as Sunday with the Inspirational Hour. Also started from 6, from 8 to 10. So keep in mind and stay tuned. We really appreciate you all. That's for us. Good night, y'all.